if you look at cell culture, then if you deplete MCF7 cells of estradiol in the media, you can make that bell-shaped curve that we see when you normally increase estradiol, you see an increase and it drops off when you give high-dose estrogens. You can move that bell-shaped curve to the left so that it becomes much more sensitive to very low levels of estrogen. And what happens then is if you titrate into what's called long-term estrogen-deprived cell line, if you titrate FasFolDex into that, you can inhibit the cell line. If you then pick a dose of FasFolDex, say 10 to the minus 8, that inhibits that long-term estrogen-deprived cell line, and then you retitrate in estradiol again, then you can compete that out. And so the rationale for this third arm of the SOPHIA study is that when they become resistant to aromatase inhibitors, maybe, nobody knows, but maybe that's because the cells are becoming sensitive to the very low levels of estradiol. And so when you put FasFolDex in, yes, you might be able to compete out that estradiol, but if you then stop the AI, you start to raise the dose of estrogen again, and so you get this competition between estradiol and FasFolDex because they compete for the receptor on a one-to-one basis. And so the idea is that maybe if you keep the estradiol level down by continuing on this non-steroidal AI, that when you come in with the FasFolDex on progression on the AI, you come in there, keep the AI on, that you may have a better blocking effect. Now, it's all cell culture work.
But it makes sense.
It makes sense. And the other thing that may help that hypothesis, it's not exactly the same scenario. The other thing that may help that is Angela Brody's data in the xenograft model, where she gave letrozole in this case, another non-steroidal third generation AI. She gave letrozole or FasFolDex or the combination. And she showed that the combination was more effective in controlling those than either alone. Now, that's slightly different from where somebody becomes resistant on an AI and then you come in with FasFolDex. But it does still suggest that the combination is important. And I suppose that's also been the rationale for some of the development of FasFolDex as well, which is there's, at 250 milligrams, we know it is an effective dose. But the question is, can you make it more effective? And, you know, the two ways potentially to do that would be to increase the dose of FasFolDex or to reduce the estradiol level. Or you may even want to try both combinations together in a combined approach. And so I think people are beginning to see that anti-estrogens, in particular FasFolDex, you can't look at it only on its own. It's this combination of how it competes out with the natural estradiol levels.